right, it's that time of the week where we shine the spotlight on a local organisation doing good work in the community. And this week, rather fittingly, because of course today is Mother's Day, we're talking to the Single Moms Initiative. It's a non-profit organisation which aims to empower single moms in all aspects of their lives. Its founder is Nazifa Sibda, and she joins us on the line this morning, as well as Ambassador Mahreen Miss Mia Kasimji. Very good morning to you both. It's great to have you both with us this morning, and thanks so much for making time. Nazifa, if I may start with you, great to have you with us. Give us a bit of background to the organisation, if you would.
Hi, good morning, and thank you so much for hosting us this morning.
Pleasure.
So we all know that raising a child comes with a lot of challenges, and it is even more challenging for a single mom. I mean, we see a growing number of difficulties that single moms are faced with in society, be it financial struggles, lack of support, emotional battles, stigma, loneliness, and the list goes on. From a young age, I have always had a special place in my heart for single moms, and I have admired their resilience and their tenacity. My mom is a single mom, and I always felt helpless as a child, not knowing how I could assist her. When I reached a certain age, I looked out and I seeked organizations which could help assist single moms. However, I could not find the ideal one. Many organizations offered financial assistance and funding, but that is just one of the few challenges that these moms are faced with. It is for this matter that I decided to form an organization which could be a long-term solution for these moms. In 2018, All Praise to God, a Single Moms Initiative was established, and the team has already impacted and touched the lives of many, many single moms. What we aim to do is not only to offer them the financial support, but we are looking at a long-term solution. So we are looking at completely helping these moms to become independent, whether it is offering them loans to start up their own business, or just building up their emotional identity. So, yeah, that is just a little bit of background on Single Moms Initiative.
And it really is then empowering, as I said in the intro, empowering single moms in all aspects of their lives. Mahreen, if I may come to you, tell us about the women that you support. Who are they? Where do they come from?
Well, firstly, good morning, and thank you so much for hosting us. Like Nazifa said, really appreciate the time. Many of the moms have very similar backgrounds, but we deal with moms that have that come from all over. That's the first aspect. The second is, as much as a single mom might sit today and feel like this is just me and no one else goes through this, the scary part of it is all of these moms, no matter which background, no matter which area or location you come from, you tend to be going through the same emotional trauma and need. So most of the moms come from one aspect of which is they married into a specific space and then they got divorced and they have issues now with how to raise kids. The others are moms that were single moms out of wedlock, having difficulty trying to raise their children, stuff like that. So we can, you know, our moms range in different aspects. We don't specifically look for only a specific type of single mom. As long as you are a single mom, we're here to help you and empower you.
Do you think, Mahreen, that single moms are given the support, one, and two, the recognition that they deserve in South Africa? But because we know that so many households are headed by single mums, and we know they're there, but in terms of the little parts, the nuances of being a single mum that we might not necessarily think about because it's not our experience. So do you think that we give single mums enough kudos, enough recognition, enough support?
Honestly, no. South Africa doesn't do that. I think South Africa tends to stigmatize and isolate single moms and give them this little niche of, well, you belong in that area, so we leave you there. In terms of support, you hardly ever find that, and that's one of the biggest challenges of single moms throughout, you know, no matter which background you're coming from, is emotional support, communal support, societal support, and, of course, financial aid. Many of the moms, for example, are currently going through huge legal battles just to maintain themselves and their children.
Yeah.
Half don't even bother about themselves. They bother more about trying to get the kids' needs met on a daily basis. So in that sense, the support structures on various levels are not met by South Africa at all. And then, of course, you have the stigmatization, which comes with, you know, there might be laws in place and legislation that's out there to help, but it's not actually facilitated well enough. So the moms feel like they really let down. These children feel worse because they deal with the emotional trauma attached to it. So no, honestly, we're not really in support. So these kinds of organizations for single moms, as SMI, for example, is much needed because that's where their moms will be able to get more aid and more help that they need.
You mentioned some of the stigmas, the misconceptions that are often put onto single mothers. Let's talk about some of those for a minute.
There's a lot. If you look at, you know, in specific cultures, for example, they would stigmatize a lady who is single mother as someone who might not be able to get married again. Mm. And in other areas, and not necessarily cultural, moms won't be able to find jobs or get proper work simply because they're single moms. And there's a skeptical viewpoint as to, well, if they're going to be a single mother, then they're going to have the issues of the child and et cetera, so let me not give them employment. And I'm here to tell you that actually, if you give a single mom employment, if you give a single mom an opportunity, they're warriors on their own. They can get through absolutely anything on their own, and they have, and they survive. Can you imagine how much productivity and survival and benefit they can give to you as an employee, let alone as a leader in their own right? So single moms are warriors. Single moms are really, they have an empowerment within themselves to get through every day. So they need specifically to be able to say, you know what, no matter what the stigma is out there, I'm still me and I can control me, so I will deal with me and pull myself out of this.
If you're just joining us this morning, we're chatting to the founder of the Single Mums Initiative, Nazifa Sibda, and also Ambassador Mehreen Mia Kasimji. The Single Mums Initiative is a non-profit organisation, a relatively new one, which aims to empower single mums in all aspects of their lives. Mehreen, what are the biggest challenges faced by single mums? You touched on some just a minute ago, but I suppose particularly around getting financial support, often with a court system that does not support them. I mean, the number of conversations we've had on this show before around trying to get maintenance from absent fathers, and just women who for years have been battling the court system, which just doesn't seem robust. It doesn't seem to be taking an approach that puts the children at the forefront.
I have to agree. And the funny part about it, our legislation is something that says we look for what is the best interest of the child first.
Yeah.
And when it comes to maintenance, that's obviously not what we've seen. So you're left with moms who have to, you know, fight for whatever cent they could get out of their child's father for maintenance, but let alone trying to maintain receiving that maintenance even after the court has allowed for it. So the biggest challenge for these single mothers is literally how to maintain their children. Some of these moms, for example, if you have to speak to them, will say to you, I'm really not worried about me. I just want my kids to be seen too. That's every mom's ideal, is to make sure the kids are dealt with. But if only some of these dads would feel the same, and this is not in any, you know, in any defamation to any father who's actually taking care of their children, but there are some who just, you know, they go through the whole process of maintenance at maintenance court, submit everything, and then after that they just fall away with actually paying. And you'd get away with them not paying because they're not working or whatever the case may be. We've even got legislation saying that we can attach, for example, maintenance from the father's parent or the father's somebody who can also afford to help with maintaining the child.
Mm.
Because the bottom line is, and I can get shut down for this, the bottom line is, whether you are working, whether you're not working, this child is breathing. This child has a need. This child has to survive every day. So there has to be a way to be able to do that, even if you're not living with the child.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's crucial for us to make sure. So our moms really battle with, for me, two things: the financial support, and the other main issue, which is the mental health support, mental health issues that they deal with. And most of the time, that just goes on the wayside because so what I need to get through for the day has to get done.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Those are two huge, major issues that I think our moms face daily.
Let's talk a little bit about the pandemic, which of course has affected all of us in different ways, but particularly how has it affected the lives of the moms that you help?
M- most of it is financial, number one, because most of their maintenance has stopped because lots of fathers claim that they have stopped working. So you got that comes up there. But a lot has happened in terms of, you know, when the kids had to be able to stay home every day and they were forced to do that, it created a lot of, you know, there's a lot more that comes with kids staying home with their mom on a daily basis. Routines had changed. COVID then attacked mental health systems. And then the kids started to become frustrated. Moms became even more frustrated because they don't know, they can't make ends meet. So you had a whole rigmarole of a lot of different pandemics happening within the pandemic of the virus. And then, you know, to actually start to reach out to others was difficult because the pandemic left everyone in the same state. So in terms of what they've had to go through is a warrior. They had to fight many battles to try and win a war with themselves and to try and maintain their families throughout that process. And SMI was there for majority of them. And some of them are still going through a lot in terms of getting through it because COVID hit them personally in different ways. Some, you know, whether them themselves were positive or the kids didn't want to go back to school because of fear of what if they get it. So there's a lot that was attached to what COVID hit. But our moms survived thus far, and we still be there for all the other moms that will join us all. Anyone else that has any other difficulty.
Let's talk about the support that you're able to offer. I know that you're based in Joburg, but you also hold virtual meetings, don't you?
Is this referred to me or Nazifa? Sorry.
Sorry, which one of you would like to take that one? Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
I don't mind taking that
one.
So we do run our virtual support group, even though we're based in Johannesburg. And as Mehreen said, the need for support is a global issue faced by many single moms. So we are open to taking on moms from any regions, any parts of the world. We do have that platform now available since COVID, and we are open to the idea of expanding and helping as many moms as we can.
If there's someone listening in now who's a single mom and maybe is struggling, are there any words of support that you can offer, Nazifa?
Now, a lot of the time, single moms seem to be synonymous with bad parenting. And I see that most of the moms perceive themselves to feel guilty, or they don't feel as if they're doing a good enough job. And I just want them to know that they are doing the best that they can. They should not be hard on themselves. They came so far. And, you know, a lot of people who reach out to the organizations are in awe of these moms. So I just want them to know that they are valued, they're not alone, and we stand by them, and they should just continue doing the great job that they are doing.
Absolutely. And for those who may know a single mom, what are some of the things that we can do to perhaps ease some of the load? Because you might not necessarily think that a small gesture that you can make would really make an enormous difference.
Like I mentioned earlier, a lot of the time people think that these moms just need financial aid, and that's not the case. I mean, just reaching out to a mom, giving her a word of encouragement, maybe finding a single mom in your area and just helping her take time out. So whether it's running some of her errands for her.
Take the kids for a day. You
know, take the kids out for a day. You know, little simple acts of kindness, and people don't see the value in that. I mean, who would think that, you know, just by reaching out to a single mom down the road and asking if you could take the kids for a walk, it would help the mom enormously. So those are some of the little things or little acts that you could do. We are also encouraging people with skills, different types of skills, to join our organization, just so that we could use these skills to help develop the mom. For instance, a lot of these moms have their small home-run businesses, and they don't really know. They're not aware of how to use social media, how to market. You know, Instagram is so big at the moment. And we're really encouraging, especially the youth, to get on board, help these moms set up Instagram pages, advertise for them, help them with marketing. It's
just these simple acts that would go a long way. And yeah, these are just some of the things that we could do to help ease their load.
Just finally, we've got a couple of minutes left. I just want to make sure that we've got your details. If people want to get in touch and support you, how do they do that?
Not a problem. So we do have an Instagram page, and it is Single Moms Initiative. You could also reach out to us at thesinglemomsinitiative@gmail.com, or you could contact myself on 084-220-5958.
Wonderful. Nazifa and Mehreen, thank you so much for making time for us this morning. Such an important organisation doing incredible work, the Single Mums Initiative, a non-profit which aims to empower warrior mums. That's what I'm inserting the word warrior mums in all aspects of their lives. A great pleasure to have you on the show this morning, and thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.